prepared him to
Blog Talk Radio.
Abide with you, and you just receive his love and his goodness and his mercy today in your life. And we want to welcome our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Thank you guys for joining us again on God Encounters. Give us a shout out on the phone line today. You can call us at 646-668-2247. And Miss Leslie will try to get to your call as soon as she can and let us know that you're on the line. And, yeah, share the program because we're going to be talking about some good things today. And I just want to encourage you that regardless of whatever you're going through, the Lord is near. His mercy and grace is available. His love is unconditional. You know, we were just, Christy was just sharing a little video with us before the program, and we were just listening to, you know, a brother talk about the love of God and how, you know, we can't do anything that's going to cause God to love us more than he already does. We can't, even on the negative side of things, we can't do anything bad enough that's going to cause God's love to change for us. It's never going to change because that's just who he is. And it's not based on our good deeds we do or bad things that we've done. That none of that changes the love of God whatsoever. So just take advantage of that today and call on the name of Jesus and say, Lord, you know, I want to experience that love. I want to come into a relationship with you. I'm willing to lay my life down for you that I can have a true life in Christ and I can step into my true identity. Praise God. Well, give our audience a quick greeting, Christy, and just whatever the Lord's laid on your heart, and then we're going to go, we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to jump into the program.
Hi, well, it's always an honor and a privilege to be here with Rick and Leslie, talking about the goodness of God and just how good he is in every situation. No matter if you're walking through a tough time, a hard season, or if things are really great, God is good no matter what. So I'm excited to be here and talk a little bit more about that.
Amen. It's always good to have Christy on the program. You know, she has an amazing testimony herself. God has miraculously transformed her life and is now using her in a mighty way to take the gospel of all places into the prisons here in Texas, men's units, no less. And God's doing powerful things in the prisons. We're going to talk about a little bit about that today, what we see God doing in the prisons as we both have been privileged and honored to take the gospel into the prisons. And we'll be telling you some of the stories that we've seen, some of the things we've seen firsthand that God's doing there. And if you want to drop her a line, by the way, and just maybe some of you ladies or men, you want to get involved in prison ministry, you can reach out to Christy at Love Speaks. This is her email, lovespeaks416@gmail.com. Hey, Sister Gina, love you. Good to see you on here. And also, you can reach out at to our email as well, and that's going to be at cashpope@gmail.com. And Christy and her team, they go on different dates and different locations than we do. And our team through Crosswalk Church, we go on some other dates and other locations. And in fact, if y'all would just make a note to pray for our team, tomorrow morning we'll be going into the Cofield unit, just a couple hours east of Dallas, maximum security prison. And God always shows up in a mighty way at Cofield and just pours out his love and his power in the lives of the men there. So y'all be lifting that up in prayer if you would. Well, let's have a word of prayer. If you don't mind, Christy, would you just have an opening prayer?
Father God, we just come before you and we thank you that you are such a good Father. And you are such a good Father. We just lift every single listener up right now other, yes, that she would meet them where they are, and that she would speak a personal intimate word to them about your goodness and your love and your kindness, and that you would just fill their hearts with whatever it is that they need. So, Father, we just thank you now, and we submit this time to you, and we just ask that you have your way in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. And if you're listening and watching today, I just want to encourage you right off the bat to be expecting. You know, there's no limit to the power and the presence of God. He's wherever you're at, he's there. And so just be expecting today as we share the word of God and you set your heart toward him and you open your heart toward him. And regardless of what you're going through today, and just say, you know, Lord, whatever your will is for my life, that's what I want today. Your salvation, your healing, your wholeness, your restoration, and whatever it is you need from the Lord, just trust him today as we're sharing the word and we're sharing these testimonies, and it's available. Everything we're talking about here today is available to you because God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What we're reading in the word of God, it never changes. The stories that we share, that we have experienced, the same thing that God did for us, he can do for you, and he'll do it today. Just press into that. Hey, Brother Jeff, love you guys. Let's turn, if you've got your Bibles, or you maybe got your tablet or whatever, your phone handy, let's flip over to the book of Romans. In the New Testament, book of Romans, we're going to look at the second chapter in the fourth verse. Today, we're talking about the goodness of God. And this, I tell you, man, I have really enjoyed. We've been covering the fruit of the Spirit for the last several weeks. And we've talked about the God kind of love. We've talked about supernatural joy in the midst of the storms. We've talked about, peace that passes all understanding. And I think the patience we've talked about already. And then now today, last week we talked about kindness, God's supernatural kindness. And today we're talking about God's goodness. And each one of those subjects have really blessed me as I've dug into the word and prayed over these topics and just asking the Lord to speak to us whatever he wants to say on this program to you guys. And it's really been a blessing to us. So let's look at Romans, the second chapter and the fourth verse. I'm going to let Christy, why don't you go ahead and read, and then I'll probably have a different translation.
Okay. So Romans 2,
hey, Brother Mark
4,
Presgrove.
It says, don't you see how wonderfully kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see that his kindness is intended to turn us from our sins?
Praise God. Hey, Kelly Monson, good to see you on here. Hey, yeah, I'm going to read a different version, and we'll talk about that for a minute. Romans 2, 4, and I'm just going to read the fourth verse. Mine says, do you despise the riches of his goodness, his forbearance, his long-suffering, his patience, not knowing that the goodness of God is what leads you to repentance? And, man, that's just such a powerful scripture because, you know, even when we were out in the world and doing our own thing and we weren't even trying to serve God, his goodness was still pursuing us. And his goodness was still drawing us to himself, even though we weren't acting on it. We weren't choosing to receive his goodness. His goodness was still there, his love, his mercy. And I'm going to be sharing here in a couple of minutes some of the goodness of God in my own life and how I probably shouldn't even be here right now, honestly, except for the goodness of God when I didn't even deserve it. And so that's our main scripture today. That's Romans 2:4, and it's talking about the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. And we're going to look at some other scriptures. Did you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I was going to share, even just as Rick mentioned right before the show started, I was playing this song and this spoken word about God's love for us, and we were talking about some of the sin and bondage that we both had walked in. And I said, you know, the one thing that really helped me to transform was soaking in the love and the goodness of God, that it was me understanding, allowing that love to wash away my shame and my guilt and my condemnation, and just to totally understand how much God loved me no matter what, that there was nothing I could do to make him love me more or to make him love me any less, that God just loved me no matter what. It was that love, that goodness, that kindness that drew me to him and to his heart that led to a transformation in Christ.
Praise God. So good. His love never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. I'm just going to give a couple of quick shout outs, and then I'm going to share some of my testimony. Hey, Michael, good to see you on here. I'm going to share a little bit of my testimony, and then we're going to share some more of God's word and just let it speak to you today. But I want to give a quick shout out. We got a couple of events coming up. For one, if you're here in the DFW area, we're going to be kicking off some new outreach that's going on in the Fort Worth area, actually Haltom City. If you can join us tomorrow morning. Now, I'm going to be with a different team at the Cofield Prison. Excuse me, but we're going to have my pastor, Pastor Eric, our senior pastor at Crosswalk Church, is going to be leading a team at Crosswalk. They're going to start gathering about 10 a.m. You know, come a little early if you want to, and probably having some prayer with them and fellowship. And then we're going to head out about 10 a.m., and that's located at 2601 Thomas Road in Haltom City at Crosswalk Church. Everybody's welcome to join us. And basically what we do is we pair up into teams, two or three people on a team, and we just go out into the neighborhood, man. We just take the love and the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit out to people and just, you know, just bless people, just love on them, pray with them, and, you know, just let them encounter his love and his power and his presence and the gospel just right there where they're at. And we see people get born again. We see people get healed. We see people just, you know, sometimes they just break down and start crying because of whatever they're going through. And they're just so touched that somebody would take a moment out of their day to just meet them at the, you know, where they're at the laundromat or the gas station or they're coming out of the grocery store or wherever they're at. And that somebody would just stop long enough to say, hey, you know, is there anything I can pray with you about? And we've seen God do so many miracles out there on the streets. So y'all can join us. That's tomorrow morning. And I think we're going to do it for the next several Saturdays for sure at the same time at 10 a.m. at Crosswalk Church in Haltom City. So if y'all want to join up with us on that, would be awesome. I can guarantee you, you will see lives change on that little outing. Also, this coming Wednesday night, which will be the 18th of September, we're going to have a special service at Crosswalk Church. I mean, we're there every Wednesday, but this one's going to be extra special because we are celebrating our recent trip to Uganda. We took a mission trip, took a team there, and just God did all kinds of miracles, poured out his spirit in a mighty way in our lives and their lives, and we just saw a lot of good things happen there. We want to share those things with you guys. We're going to have a time of worship. Well, actually, if you can join us at 6 p.m., we'll have a meal. And then at 7 p.m., we'll have worship, and we'll be sharing testimonies after worship. We'll be showing some videos of things that took place on that trip and some photos and whatnot. And we'll also share some of the vision with you for future trips and how you might be able to join up with us and go on a mission trip here in the next few months, whether it be to Uganda or maybe one of the other locations with our partners, Go Overflow Ministries. So I want to invite you to that. That's this Wednesday, the 18th. Also, I want to give a quick shout out to for Saturday, September the 28th, we're going to have one of our good friends and ministers, Michelle Wilkins. She's been on the program a few times. She's an anointed worship leader as well. Had the honor and the privilege to minister alongside her in Uganda on our trip. Her and her awesome husband, Michael, are both a huge blessing. She's going to be ministering to the ladies of Crosswalk Church and their friends, whoever, you know, any ladies here in the DFW area, we certainly invite you to come out. That's Saturday, September the 28th. And what time is that going to be, Leslie? 10 a.m. And she'll be bringing a powerful word, and they'll have a time of fellowship. Y'all having food and stuff, too, on this one? After the meeting, I think they're going to lunch. But I know it'll be a time of some awesome ministry and just allowing the Lord to speak to you and minister to you, ladies. So join them on Saturday, September 28th. Also, real quick, and then we're going to jump into my testimony. By the way, if you're watching this program today, please share it. Hey, Sister Dawn Miller, I'm just about to give you a shout-out, because if you guys are on Facebook, please look up Muddy Girl Ministries. They have a Facebook page, and it's a powerful ministry ministering to ladies especially, not just limited to, but especially ladies that have struggled with addictions and whatnot, you know, still coming through, coming out of addictions of various sorts. And in fact, they're going to, right now, I know they're having a drive, so to speak, a time where you can help them put together some gift boxes that they're going to take into, I believe it's called Pine Street Rehab in Fort Worth, if I'm not mistaken. And I know they've already received some donations to help them put together some of these love boxes that they're going to take to the young ladies there. So if you want to be part of that, check them out. Irregardless, really, check out Muddy Girl Ministries, period, because I know it will bless you. Some of the testimonies that they share on their page, some of the guests that they have on their program, and some of the testimonies and the stories are amazing. And just the encouragement, the word that they share on that page is awesome. So check them out, Muddy Girl Ministries on Facebook. Well, God bless you guys. Thanks for joining us again on God Encounters. And Sister Christy is back with us again today on the program. And so we're going to be talking about what God's doing in the prisons. And I'm going to jump into a little bit of my testimony. Let's look at one more scripture before I do that. And this is, today we're talking about the goodness of God. And that's simply this, you know, in a nutshell, that regardless of what we're going through, hey, sometimes we go through tough times. Sometimes we go through stuff that we don't understand. It's painful. But that's, you know, it's just part of life. It happens. We go through those times and those seasons and things that we don't understand and whatnot. But irregardless, what we can count on and what we can put our faith in and anchor our hope in is the fact that God is always with us through those storms of life, and he'll bring us through the storms. He doesn't just leave us there, but he'll bring us through. He'll walk with us, strengthen us, and give us everything that we need to walk through those situations and come out the other side better and stronger. And then being able to reach back and help other people come through similar situations, praise God, all because of his goodness and his mercy. Well, let's look at Acts, Christy. Let's go to Acts 10:38. And this is a scripture about Jesus. And then I'm going to share my testimony, so y'all stay tuned. I'm going to tell you some of my story and what God did in my life and how he set me free from some things and just radically transformed me. We're going to look at Acts, the 10th chapter, the 38th verse.
So my version says, "And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him."
You want to speak on that for a second?
Yeah, definitely. I
don't want to do all the talking. I know you got some good things to say.
Well, I think that that's kind of actually what was on my heart and my mind, is that that's kind of the really awesome thing about this show, this program, the different people that are coming on and sharing their testimonies. Just like you mentioned, Don Miller, Michelle, some of these other amazing men and women that you've had on talking about some of their struggles, but how God has used those things for good. And so just relating, just like Jesus had that power from the Holy Spirit, that we have that same power in us to use those situations, those circumstances, those areas that we've struggled with to bring about good and bring the kingdom of heaven here on earth through those testimonies.
Amen. And I'm going to read from my version and speak on this for a moment, and then we're going to launch into my testimony. Y'all be sure and share this program today so other people can hear the gospel. Hey, Brother Mark Pressgrove, God bless you, brother. Thanks for tuning in today. And mine says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. And he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And just a few things I want to point out about that scripture there. That we're talking about the goodness of God today. And it says here how Jesus went about doing good. He went about displaying and demonstrating the goodness of God. He said, I only do what my Father does. I only say what he says. And so here is just one of the many, many pictures we have throughout the gospel that reminds us that he's a good God. He's a good Father. Jesus said, I only do what he does. Well, here it says he went about doing good. He went about displaying and demonstrating the goodness of God. And part of that was, it says he healed all, not some, but all of those who were oppressed by the devil. And a lot of times, this is also, I mean, even that next line there, it says, it tells us who was doing the oppressing. Who was bringing the sickness and the disease? The devil. He said he went about healing all who were oppressed of the devil. You know, I know we're talking about the goodness of God today, and a lot of times, you know, God gets the bad rap because of bad things that happen. And the Bible plainly tells us in several places that it's Satan that's come to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came to give us abundant life. He came to dispense and demonstrate the goodness of God and the power of God to bring healing, wholeness, restoration. That's the character of God. And so that's, we see there an example of that. And that's the same thing that we're called to do. We're called to walk in and demonstrate the goodness and the mercy and the love and the power of God everywhere we go as a lifestyle. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen. No matter what we're walking through.
It goes down. And like Christy alluded to, you know, God will take even the things that the devil meant for harm and he meant to destroy us. God can even take those things and do what only he can do to mold us and shape us and use those things and turn them around for good in our life and other people's lives as well. It's, you know, we can't explain it. That's the miracle of God. That's just what he does. That's who he is. And it's all because of his goodness.
One of my favorite scriptures is Romans 8:28, that God works every detail together for good. And another scripture that he put on my heart was Psalm 119:68, and it literally says that God is good and because he does good. And that's a really great reminder for all of us, like no matter what situation we're in, because like you said, it's easy to be in a dark situation or to be struggling in some area and think like God's punishing me or this is God, you know, this is God's fault that this happened to me, and we blame God. But this scripture says that God is good.
Amen.
And he does good. So it's a great reminder for us to have that promise to stand on, that no matter what you're going through, God is good and everything that he does is good, and that he will take horrible situations and work them together for our good.
Praise God. That's right. And a quick reminder, one more scripture I want to share with you guys. James 1:17 reminds us, is another reminder of that. It says, every good and perfect gift is from above. Comes down from the Father of lights, whom there is no variation or no shadow of turning. And what that means in plain English is he doesn't change. He's not going to be this way one day, this way another day. He's going to be the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it tells us here that he only has good gifts. Every good and perfect gift is from above. Comes down from the Father of lights to his children, and he doesn't change. Amen. So that's another picture of the goodness of God. And so let me switch gears a little bit here. And even during my testimony, feel free to jump in if the Lord gives you something. But I just want to let, you know, I pray that you guys let this testimony speak to you. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you through this testimony. And just know that, you know, what he's done in my life, he can do in your life today. Amen. But yeah, let's rewind let's go back to when I was about age 15. It's when I really started getting off track, so to speak. I started, just like most teenagers, I started experimenting with, you know, just little stuff, cigarettes, maybe a beer here and there, whatever. Before you know it, I'm smoking a little weed. Before you know it, I'm doing, you know, different drugs and all that type of thing. And then I grew up in the big city here in Dallas, Texas, but right about that time when I was about 14 and a half, thereabouts, 15, my folks moved us down to the country out in East Texas, in Canton, Texas. And my dad thought that would be a good move because he's thinking in his mind that, you know, I'll get him out of the big city and away from all these big bad influences of drugs and alcohol. And, you know, that'd be a good upbringing for him down there in the country. But what he didn't realize is, you know, the drugs and alcohol was just as prevalent, if maybe not more, per capita. You know, even though they had a lot less people, the drugs and alcohol were readily available and just the whole party lifestyle. So I actually went deeper into all that when I moved, my folks moved us down to the country. So before you know it, I'm buying and selling drugs, you know, getting drugs and stuff in Dallas and bringing them down to East Texas and selling them and so forth. So just got into that lifestyle pretty heavy and lived that way for about 10 years. But what I want to say in that, along the way, you know, we're talking about the goodness of God here, even though I didn't deserve it. I did have a good foundation that, you know, my parents raised us up in church, and not only just church, but with a real good understanding and experiential relationship with God. I had an encounter when I was about 9 years old when I really understood the gospel, you know, the simple gospel that Jesus died on the cross for us, rose again on the third day, and, you know, that we could have a relationship with him, and we could be forgiven of sin, and we could come into our true identity in Christ and all of that kind of message. I got a hold of that at 9 years old, and I really just surrendered my life to Jesus, and I had a powerful salvation experience at 9 years old, and I really, the power of the Holy Spirit came on me in a strong way, and it really just radically changed my life, even at 9 years old. And so that was a foundation that I had. And so I had surrendered my life to Christ at that point, and like I said, was, you know, serving the Lord for a few years there until I was about 15, and then I, you know, took a hard right turn the opposite direction. So I spent about 10 years out in that lifestyle, but during that time, a few of the things I want to point out is that, you know, and I have shared this many times, that, you know, there's several times that I should have been dead. I should have died along that way while I was out in the world. There's a lot of different situations when you're out partying all night long and you're, you know, in a rock band and you're playing in clubs and you're at another point, I worked in a topless club here in Dallas and just you know, that whole lifestyle that goes with that, all the drugs and the, it's just a constant, you know, it doesn't never really stop. You know, you just constant drugs and alcohol, staying up all night, sleeping all day, get up and do it again. You know, if you even went to sleep, you know, might stay up for 3, 4, 5 days at a time. And just with all that, you know, I'll give you a couple of examples that, you know, one night I had a guy, he pulled a gun on me, you know, and just right close range. And he didn't like me. I didn't like him. And a situation that happened, and he just pulled a gun out. And to be honest about, I mean, to this day, I couldn't tell you really what happened because I just don't remember. But I know that I walked away from that situation. I don't even remember what happened after that initial encounter, and he put a gun right in my face. I don't remember what happened after that. But I know that, you know, I woke up the next day. So God spared my life just by his goodness. There was another time that I passed out behind the wheel late at night coming back from Dallas, driving down back down to the country. Hey, Kelly, God bless you, sister. Hope you can join us next Wednesday on the 18th for our Uganda celebration. Praise God. I know you got some powerful testimonies about that. So, yeah, I was driving home one night and just totally inebriated. You know, should not have been driving. But I passed out behind the wheel and I woke up in the ditch because my car was shaking and, you know, I mean, I'm going 60, 70 miles an hour and I'm in the ditch. And I woke up and, of course, when I realized, you know, I'm in the ditch, I yanked it back on the highway and my car swerved around. Thank God there were no other vehicles around me. And I, you know, was able to straighten it out and I just ended up pulling over and just sleeping there for the rest of the night because, you know, I'm like, man, I cannot drive. You know, I'm out. But that was a total miracle. I mean, in fact, just a short ways from when I woke up was a bridge, an overpass, and I could have ran into, you know, one of those concrete pillars that hold up the bridge, and it would have probably been over with right then, or I could have flipped my car. A lot of things could have happened. But by the goodness and the grace of God, I came out of that one as well. Another time about along that same time period in my life, again, coming back from an all-night party and coming back home early the next morning, was driving on a back country road trying to get home, and I was in a head-on collision. The oncoming car was actually a police officer that had worked all night long, and he passed out. He just fell asleep. He'd been working all night. He's trying to drive back, you know, get home. And he fell asleep behind the wheel. And he was all over the road, and I was trying to dodge him. And we ended up, you know, hitting almost head on. I was able to just at the last second turn my car to where we didn't quite hit head on, but he still hit me. And we both spun around. Our vehicle spun around. I had a couple passengers in the car with me that got injured pretty bad. I didn't get a scratch. And, you know, I probably should have been thrown through the windshield. You know, a lot of things could have happened. But I came out of that one, you know, and there's been a few other instances that I got pulled over. And I had a lot of drugs in the car. And, you know, can't explain it. It shouldn't have happened that way, but the officer, he didn't try to search my car. I actually had an open container, had an open beer in the car that day, and I was so high that foolishly, when I got pulled over, put it in park, and I got out of the vehicle with an open container. I was like 17 years old, and I wasn't trying to be a smart aleck or anything. I just was, you know, wasted. And wasn't even really paying attention to what I was doing. And I just got out of the car like it was no big deal, had a beer in my hand. And, of course, that really upset him because he thought I was being disrespectful and I was being smart aleck about the whole deal. And, again, total miracle. It didn't even make any sense in the natural. But he didn't even arrest me. and he didn't search my car. I had a lot of drugs in the car. Even in my cigarette pack, I had drugs in there. I had acid. I had some weed and stuff there. I had some more weed in the car. But totally by the grace and goodness of God, because I could have went to jail. I might even went to prison. I don't know. But got out of that one. And then another time on New Year's Eve, ZZ Top concert, we were totally wasted. I'm giving y'all all the details today. So, yeah, New Year's Eve, and we have been drinking and partying all day long. Now here it is, you know, the concert's over. We can't hardly walk, but we get in the vehicle. I shouldn't have been driving, but I was. I had, you know, three friends with me. We're in a pickup truck, so we're all in the front seat there of the truck. I'm driving. I won't go into all the details of how it happened, but we ended up hitting a bridge. And so the truck was totaled. I mean, we're stuck. You know, the front of the truck's caved in. We can't go anywhere. And at the very least, you know, should have went to jail. Probably should have went to prison, maybe got a prison sentence or something out of it, because I had a lot of drugs in the car, in the truck. Had beer and whiskey and stuff all over the back because our cooler busted wide open. And so, I mean, it was just everywhere. It was a mess. We were all, oh, well. Check this out. Again, I didn't get a scratch. I didn't get a scratch out of it. My three passengers all hit the windshield. I don't know why y'all are laughing.
Oh, my God.
Miss Leslie's laughing at me today. But,
sorry.
It's really not funny. It's by the grace of God that he got me out of that stuff. But, I mean, yeah, we've had a few laughs looking back on it. But, man, I tell you, God spared us because the Highway Patrol or whatever he was, sheriff or something, was out there directing traffic right there where we had the accident. He's directing traffic coming out of the concert. And so when that happened, I'm like, you know, I just knew, you know, we're going to jail and stuff. And he finally came over after a couple minutes. He came over, kind of leaned in. He said, y'all okay? And I said, yeah, we're, you know, a little bit scratched up, but I think we're okay. He said, I'll call you a record. And he walked off. Crazy. Makes no sense at all. You know, should have got tickets, should have went to jail, should have been in some big trouble. But that's just a few of several instances that I could tell you that, you know, my life was spared. I didn't end up in prison. And all of that just by the grace of God. But still today, you know, just like tomorrow, we're going into the prison. We're going to be taking the love and the gospel of Jesus into the prison. And, you know, for me, I mean, I know Pastor Bobby's the same way that's going with us, and Eddie. We all are always overwhelmed as we're even just riding down there.
Yeah.
And we're talking about, you know, what, you know, God's going to do and just sharing testimonies and talking about the goodness of God. We are always just completely overwhelmed by the grace and the goodness of God that we're not in the prison, you know. And I don't know, maybe that's one of the reasons that God has really put it on our heart to take the gospel into the prisons. But, you know, I'm going to just say this, you know, whether you're in a physical building prison, or maybe you're out here, you know, you're still out in society and you go to work every day like most people and you, you know, you have a pretty good life and all that good stuff. You may be in a different kind of prison because even though, as we all know, you know, on the outside we might have what looks like a, quote, good life, but we may be bound up with fear, anxiety, depression, you know, suicidal thoughts, of addictions of all kinds, and you know, our marriage may be falling apart, nobody even knows it, but internally we know that it's just, you know, barely holding on. And you know, we might be in a financial mess, we might be in all kind of different situations that we, even though we're free out here in the world, we're still in bondage to these different things, you know, bondage to, you know, things of our past, the pain and the trauma and the different abuses and things that we endured maybe as a child are still holding us in bondage. But I'm going to tell you today that if you're just willing to call on the name of Jesus and surrender everything to Him, just like I did, and I'm just going to fast forward and finish off my little story here, that after I, you know, lived that way for about 10 years, one day I heard a man talking on the radio, much like I am today, and he was sharing about the goodness of God, the love of God, and how, you know, surrendering your life to Jesus would totally transform my life. And so I did that. I surrendered my life to Christ that day, just sitting in my apartment, you know. I was looking at my life. Hey, Maggie. God bless you, sister. Hey, Terry. I'm just sitting in my apartment, and I'm thinking about what this preacher said, and I'm thinking about the goodness of God, and I'm thinking about how good God had been to me, even though I was out living in the world and didn't give a flip about God, wasn't trying to serve God or nothing, but He still loved me. His love never changed. I believe His Holy Spirit never even left me from when I was surrendered my life to Him when I was 9 years old. And I know it was because of my mom's prayers and my grandma's prayers and just the goodness of God that was still, pursuing my life. God was. And to the point that I finally surrendered my life to the Lord at 25 years old and had an encounter with Jesus. And He literally set me free overnight. I mean, really in that moment, but I didn't realize it until, you know, the next day when I woke up. I didn't have any desire whatsoever for a cigarette, you know, that I had been addicted for years, couldn't quit. Had no desire to, pull out the marijuana and smoke that. That's what I usually did in the mornings. I usually take a couple pills. I usually drank some whiskey along with all that. And that's how I started my day, you know, usually around 12 noon. And then go back, you know, to the club that night and do my thing. But that day, that morning when I woke up, all of that stuff was gone. The urge for any of that stuff was totally gone. I mean, it was a miracle. It was just like as if, you know, I was completely blind and had never been able to see, and my eyes were totally open. That's what it was like, because I was totally set free from all that junk. Just like that. And I just really made a, you know, I basically repented. And because, you know, repentance basically means that you come to a point that you are willing to change your mind, change your actions, and just surrender all to the Lord Jesus Christ. You're basically saying, I'm gonna stop living this way, and I'm going to surrender all to Christ. That's what I did that day. And then He did His part by His Holy Spirit. And He totally changed my heart and gave me new desires and so forth.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's a perfect example of how His loving kindness, His goodness, leads us to repentance. Because I think we all have those moments where we recognize we've taken ourselves down this path because we're believing the lies of Satan that continue to keep us on this path of destruction. And we finally have a moment, an encounter, a God encounter,
right,
where we recognize that God has been so good, that He's been the constant. He's been the one who's never changed, who's never left us, who's always been there, who has never condemned or shamed us, but who has convicted us in love to turn our lives over to Him. And it's that love that leads us to this place where we're like, God, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to continue living this destructive life my own way. I want to give my life over to You. And it's His loving kindness that comes alongside us and helps us to walk in that freedom.
Amen. Absolutely. And so, getting ready to close out here in the next few minutes, if, you know, you're in a place today that you know that you're not totally surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know about God. Maybe, you know, you prayed a prayer one time, or maybe you got baptized when you were little, and you basically believe in God, but you know that you have not surrendered your life to Christ. Today is the day. Right now is the time of salvation. You know, I share the scripture on almost every show, but it just, you know, always bears repeating that always admonish people and strongly encourage people to, like the Bible says, to call on the Lord while he is near. Call on the Lord while he may be found. Because today, right now, his mercy, and his grace, and his goodness is there. It's available for you. And I don't like, you know, talking about stuff like this, but man, this really hits home this week in particular, because last week, and I don't know the exact day, but I think it was like last Friday after this program, I think, I was just looking back on the day and I was thanking God for his goodness, for his love, for my son, for just all the good things in my life. And I was just really just being super thankful, saying, God, you know, I don't deserve all this, but just by your goodness and your grace, you know, you've blessed me in so many ways. I was just meditating on that. And then I hadn't been on Facebook all day, but I looked at Facebook later that evening, and I saw a tragic story of a young lady, 30 years old, that I knew, not personally, but I knew of her because in the music industry. And she died in a car wreck just, I think, like the day before. And, you know, she's just young, you know, had a lot of life ahead of her. But that's what I try to remind folks every week, that, you know, we could step out here today, 5 minutes from now, and it could all be over. You know, I know young people that, you know, they might have died of a brain aneurysm. They died of, you know, a heart attack or an auto accident or an overdose. Or, you know, I mean, I know we all probably know some sad stories that even people that, you know, they weren't really like drug addicts or anything like that, but maybe just that one time that they took, you know, some drugs because they were going through a dark time in their life, and just that one time when they overdosed. You know, their just body had a bad reaction or whatever, and it just killed them. You know, and they weren't expecting to die, but none of us are. You know, and that's why we all need to take advantage of the opportunity that we have now to just receive God's grace and his mercy in our life. We're going to look at one last scripture, guys, and then we're going to kind of close out. We're going to pray with you guys today. And this is a kind of a popular verse of scripture here that most people know. It's in Psalm 23. And this is that psalm that talks about, you know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But if we go down to the sixth verse, and really you should just take a moment later, even after the program, and just meditate on this. There's only six verses in this whole little chapter here, the 23rd chapter of the psalm. Hey, Alexis. God bless you, sister. Yeah, just meditate on that whole 23rd Psalm. But let's look right now at the sixth verse. We're talking about the goodness of God today. It says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, if you read that whole Psalm, he's just, each verse, he's talking about the different types of goodness of God and the different things that God does in our life to bless us and lead us and guide us and protect us and all of that. If, you know, if we're surrendered to him, it's available to all people. You know, I was telling somebody the other day that God's love is unconditional. We said it earlier on this program. You can't do anything bad to make him love you any less. You can't do anything good to make him love you even more. That never changes. However, his favor and his blessings are conditioned, and that's all through the Bible. So if you do this, the Lord will do this. If we, you know, diligently seek him, he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And this one is talking about a lot of different types of blessings within this 23rd Psalm. And then at the end, he says, and surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. So praise God today for his goodness and, you know, his mercy and grace in our lives. And I just want to encourage you guys today to call on the Lord wherever you're at. and just surrender everything to Him. Not just a part of your life, not just, you know, giving Him a Sunday morning service or, you know, maybe a little devotional here and there that you read occasionally, but just totally surrender everything to Him, your spirit, your soul, your body, your past even. Surrender all that junk. Don't hang on to any of that junk from the past, any of the pain, any of the lies of the enemy, any of the trauma, the abuse that, you know, that the enemy still has a stronghold in those areas in your life because you're still kind of holding on to it. You're still not ready to let go of that stuff. And I just want to encourage you. Actually, the Lord just prompted me on this. Christy, I want you to share, just in closing, what, we got 10 minutes? So really we got about 7 minutes. Share with them real quick about what happened when y'all went into the Michael's unit, and it was at the end of the service, and God said, what about these? Mm. Even though they're not ready, I still love them.
It was probably one of the most powerful experiences that I've ever had, because we had, you know, our service plan, but we always submit our plans to the Holy Spirit and whatever the Holy Spirit wants to do. I had a woman who was coming in with me to share her testimony, and she was going to do a call to salvation at the end. The moment that we got in there, I felt the Lord say, I don't want you to do your normal call to salvation. And so I leaned over and I said, I don't think God wants us to do a normal call to salvation. So she said, okay, honey, do whatever God's leading you to do. And he started telling me, he said, when you only call those that are ready, you forget those who are not ready to give their lives to Christ. And it was so powerful to me because I think about all these services that are so powerful, and we get everyone stirred up, and then we say, hey, if you're ready to come and give your life to the Lord, because we are so passionate about those salvations and seeing others come to Christ. But God said, what about those who are not ready? Who are not ready because they're still hurting, they're still angry, they're walking through some really difficult times, but I still love them, and those are the ones I want you to call today. And it was amazing. So we actually totally turned the service around and said, you know, the Lord is in the title of this sermon was release. And I literally said to these men, if you're not ready to release yet, if you're not ready to let go, if you're not ready to give your life to Christ, I told them to just come to the altar and let their brothers who are at the altar just hug them, pray for them, just love on them, whatever it is. I said, just come, because God can handle your doubt. He can handle your fears. He can handle your anger. Whatever it is that the enemy is lying to you about that's hindering you from coming up and giving your life over. And I told him, I said, you don't need us. Just like you don't need us on this radio show to give your life to Christ. You could have a moment with God the moment that we get off of this program and give your life to Christ. And so I really just felt this stirring in my heart for people to know they don't need us to lead them to Christ, even though, you know, obviously that's our desire. But God said, I want you to call them and just plant the seed. Just plant the seed, and I will do the rest. And I'll begin to work in their hearts. So one by one, these men, it was amazing, because these men just started getting up one by one and coming to the altar and trickling down the aisle. And these brothers just stood up and stood in the gap for them. And the moment that just wrecked me was at the end. There was this man who was covered in tattoos, and a brother sitting next to him actually put his arm around him and led him to the altar. And when he got up there, like seven other men just surrounded him. And it's just like that kind of brotherhood. They didn't even know him. They were asking him, you know, what is your name and things of that nature. But they just began to pray over him. And at the end, the woman who was going to do the call to salvation, she said, he's a street evangelist. And there's such a mighty calling on his life. And I think about how the enemy tries to keep us in that bondage from coming and giving our life to Christ. And it just took that little moment for him to come forward and having the permission to say, I'm not ready yet, but I'll still come. And that's all that God needed. And
praise God. And, you know, guys, that's just one example. Me and Christy could sit here and tell you story after story. This happened in one of the prison units that her team went into recently. And God is doing some mighty things in the prisons all across Texas. I'm sure he's doing it all across the country. But we know for sure of some ones here in Texas that we go into, that God is just pouring out his spirit. He's breaking down walls. He's just, you know, guys are coming to Christ, they're surrendering their hearts to the Lord, and then God's using them inside the prison to continue to spread the gospel and see other men get saved, and staff, people that work there as well. It's powerful. But in closing, guys, we want to pray for y'all, but I just want to tell you that, you know, the Bible says that we've all sinned and we've come short of the glory of God. We know that. We all know there's a price to pay. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. And that's important. He said specifically, eternal life is through Christ Jesus. He didn't say through Buddha, through Muhammad. He didn't say through going to church. He didn't say through doing good deeds and trying harder. He didn't say any of that. He said through Christ Jesus, the free gift of God is eternal life. And of course, Jesus himself said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. So we're going to pray with you anyway.
Yeah, sorry. I just wanted to share one quick scripture because I just feel it stirring in my heart that I really just want to break off the lie that God is not good. And it's just an overwhelming sense is like that there's many that may be walking through something and the enemy is feeding you a lie that God is not good. And Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good, that he's a strong refuge when trouble comes, that he is your place of safety. He's the place that you need to run to, and that the enemy is doing everything he can to keep you from God by lying to you and telling you that it's God's fault, that God is angry at you, that he's not good. And we just, even as we close in prayer, want to break that lie off, anything that would hinder somebody from believing in the goodness of God. Or that would keep anyone from coming to God.
Praise God. I'm going to pray first, Christy, a real brief prayer, and I want you to close this out. Father, we just pray for those that are watching today, that are listening, Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Live, wherever. And Father, we just pray for them right now that your Holy Spirit will just saturate them with your love today. Lord, that you would bring healing and restoration to every part of their being, Lord, in their soul, in their mind, in their heart, Lord, everywhere that they have, that the enemy has sown a lie into their hearts, Lord, and it's become a stronghold that's holding them in bondage. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just break that right now. We break off every lie of the enemy. And Lord, we just declare today your salvation, your healing, your wholeness would be manifested in their life. Lord, that they would be filled right now with your Holy Spirit, with your love, your joy, and your peace. Lord, we thank you right now. We just call on the name of Jesus. And I just encourage y'all right now, wherever you're listening at, just say this. Say, Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for me. And I receive today your love. I receive your goodness. I receive your forgiveness of sin. I receive you cleansing me from all sin. And I step into my true identity in you, Lord. My true identity in Christ today, Lord. And I surrender all of my past. I surrender all the addictions. I surrender all the fear, the pain, the lies of the enemy. I just lay it down at your feet today, Jesus, and I receive newness of life in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Christy.
I just want to thank you for every single listener under the sound of our voice, Father God. I thank you that you draw them, to you in loving kindness, Father God. I pray that they would have a personal, intimate encounter with your goodness, Father God, and that your goodness would lead them to repentance, Father. We break and shatter every single lie of Satan. It will hinder anybody from giving their life to you, from having their lives transformed, Father God. And I just ask your truth to just flood every single heart, every single mind. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you for your truth to just fall over every single listener, and that your truth would set us free. So I just thank you for this time, Father. I thank you for being such a good Father. You love to give good gifts to your children and ask for your peace that passes all understanding to fall over every single one of your sons and daughters. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you and we praise you.
Amen. Yeah. And I know right now that somebody is getting set free. Mm-hmm. Somebody's getting delivered.
I can feel it.
By the power of Jesus and his love today. And I just want to thank you, Blog Talk Radio listeners, for tuning in with us. I know you guys are about to go off. We might stay with our Facebook audience for just another minute or two in closing. But God bless y'all, Blog Talk Radio. We love y'all. We'll see you next Friday, God willing, same time, 2 p.m. Central. And y'all have a blessed weekend in the Lord. And for our Facebook audience, I just want to encourage you guys, especially if you're in the DFW area, first of all, reach out to Sister Christy if you want to get involved with her prison ministry, or maybe you just want to sow into it. You know, you might just say, hey, you know, I just want to sow into the work that you guys are doing in the prisons. And you can reach her at lovespeaks416@gmail.com. And you can also reach out to our ministry at Cash Pope, CASHPOPE, 3@gmail.com. We are Love and Freedom Outreach. And we're also under the umbrella of Crosswalk Church in Haltom City, and Pastor Eric Presgrove. And by the way, we want to invite you to join Pastor Eric tomorrow morning, Saturday morning at 10 a.m. at Crosswalk Church. We're going to be doing a community outreach. We're going to go out into the neighborhood. We're going to love on people. We're going to share the gospel. We're going to see people set free. We're going to see lives changed. And so join them for that if you can. And then also, if you are looking for a good home church and you're just praying about that, you can join us on Sunday mornings at Crosswalk Church, 10:30 a.m. I also have a Bible class at 9 a.m. and then worship at 10:30. We're at 2601 Thomas Road in Haltom City. And God bless you guys. We love y'all. Share the program so that other people can hear the stories that we shared today. They can hear the gospel. They can receive prayer. And anything else in closing?
Just to continue to keep the prisons lifted up in prayer, the work that God is doing, and the rehabs too, because they're doing a lot, and the homeless, just all these places that God is bringing people to, the least of these who are, you know, walking in heavy addiction, heavy bondage, to continue to pray that God would bring more more of those people to serve with our ministries, to help, and to just keep those individuals in prayer, because I can feel that God's bringing revival in a lot of those areas. And if you would like to be a part of it, we do ministry a lot together too, in those settings as well. So,
amen. Well, God bless you guys. Have an amazing weekend in the Lord. Get out and love on some people. Pray with people everywhere you go, coffee shop, gas station, restaurant, wherever you're at, and just remind people how much God loves them. And just ask them, hey, is there anything we can pray with you about today? And you'll be surprised how many folks will welcome your prayer. You can love on them and share the gospel with them and just speak words of encouragement to them. And just watch and see what God does when you are willing to step out and just share his love with other people, share his goodness with them. God bless you guys. Have a blessed weekend.
Bye.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessing is making you laugh.
Sorry.
Oh, it's so funny.
And then her little emoji when you talked about the music.
The
yeah. She's like, praise.
Said, praise God.
And then she was like, praise God.
I saw you see it because you were like,
I was like, sorry, it's such a good testimony.
I'm sorry, but
no, I know. I know, that's what I was thinking of. That's why it was so cute.
You don't think that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it was all good. I was just wondering what was funny. I didn't know. I thought y'all saw something that I wasn't seeing.
No, it was just the, like, the back-in-the-day memory, I think.
Picturing you as
in your bell bottoms or something.
Wasn't that far back.
No.
She went way back there.
That would be my dad.
No, that's what made me think of when she was like, praise God.
My dad was like a disco guy.
Oh, really?
And he had an afro.
The Bee Gees.
I could feel God was like breaking some chains.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, because I still had it plugged in. I was like, I'm still at 100% on charge, but I had it plugged in the whole time.
Well, I'll be praying for your job.
Yes.
And for a nanny.
No, I'm just kidding.
An assistant and everything else. But he'll need to replace you.
Who is?
You.
Do both have the computer right here and do blog talk at the same time? It's probably possible.
I was just meant at home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was like, thank you.
Well, no, the challenge is I can't be in two places at once.
Yeah. I guess my mom's
going to have to hire somebody.
Is it mostly, like, in the, like, after he gets out of school?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we're
nervous. All right, y'all want to do photo real quick?
Oh, yeah, photo.
Yeah.
Oh, is that
Jonathan with
this one?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was like,
oh, my God. All right. Yeah. My pictures never look like me. I'm always like, why do I look like an alien?
Oh, God.
Alien?
Well, I don't know. Not too many of us like our photos.
No.
I know I don't. All right, I'll get y'all first.
Why?
You don't have to. No, just
I want a picture of with
you. Look cute.
But...
Wow, you're like.
Y'all are trying different. So y'all want to do like just like. Don't want y'all one. What do you want?
We don't know what we want.
Not like no one can want.
That's like a little bit.
You can crop it.
We need a couple different poses.
The cute one was with
Bubba.
You can put it in here with his phone.
Oh, yeah, you can do that one. It'll be like sideways. But...
Oh. Really bad. The one that I like the best, your eyes are closed.
Oh, can we try one more?
Yeah, I can do more.
Anyway, I'll do it all.
We can get ours over with, you know. Good?
Okay, come try again.
My eyes are shit.
Yeah.
I look like I'm under.
Oh. That was in y'all's picture, I think.
Oh, I can find it out.
Okay.
I was like crashing up and not breathing.
Don't breathe. Suck it in. It's so crazy.
I'll let y'all prove those before I post them.
Okay. And then when I'm done, I'm just like, I don't care. Yeah, I'm just like.